On our morning show today from WRCO, joining us live in the studio is Lorna Maxwell as we talk about the upcoming NASCAR Fans United Grace Teams Quilt Gala. And you made it through the construction in here to talk to us. We appreciate that.
I did, but it's a challenge.
Well, thanks for making that effort today.
Yes.
We talked about it quite a while ago, and here it is, just a weekend away.
Right? I know. I can't believe it. Yes.
So tell us about some things, some new happenings.
Well, the quilts are coming in. I'm very excited about the quilts that we're receiving from generous quilters and other people who don't quilt, who found quilts or whatever to donate. This is our second annual quilt gala. It's Saturday, May 2nd at the Richland Community Center. The doors will open at 4, and it's a $10 fee to get in. And our auction is at 6. We are borrowing quilt stands from the Friendship Quilters Guild. Ed Pulvermacher is transporting them from Schmidt to the community center for us, which is wonderful. We have Mick Cosgrove, who's going to be our auctioneer. He was our auctioneer last year and did an awesome job. Like I said, this is our second year, and the NASCAR Fans United, have been a team since Grace started, and I think it's 23 years this year.
This will be the 23rd.
Yes. Yes. Okay. I got that right. I'm not sure. I wasn't sure. But anyway, we have an awesome team. I want to mention the name of the teams. I'm not doing this by myself by any means. Sherry Gidding, Robin Corniff, Lisa and Tom Gething, April and Mike McCarville, Keith Bailing, Carol Moon, and Melissa Fruit. And sometimes we get, you know, grandsons to help and other people also, which is great. I am amazed. We had 53 quilts or quilted items last year. We have more than that right now.
Oh, goodness.
And our Friendship Quilters Guild meets on Tuesday next week, so I'm hoping to have some more quilts then donated. I have made a list of those people who are donating, and it's just wonderful. Suzanne Fish is donating a quilt that was made by her aunt. It was pieced by her aunt, but it was quilted by Amish people. Mary Rondo is donating a really cute quilt called Support Group. It's like bikini tops.
Interesting.
Yes. Yeah. Two batik quilts and then another quilt she's donating. Lisa Muth is donating a quilt, and this is my highlight for the year. Her children, Julianne and Cole Muth, who are 6 and 9, have made a quilt. And she wanted them to learn how to quilt, so she had them start quilting and just doing squares, and that's what this one is. But it's large enough to be like a covering for a child in a car or whatever. And they made some for the animal shelters just for practice. And I'm so excited. We have young people. We have people from 6 to 80s making quilts for us. Carol Pollock is donating a quilt and two baby quilts. Mary Uren is donating a scrap quilt and then a man's quilt. It has a buffalo panel on it. It's really, really nice. Philomena Poole is donating two quilts and a table runner. Tanya Rosenau is donating a quilt. Ron and Beth Fruit are donating a quilt. Helen Nelson is donating a table runner. Brenda Dieter, who's not a quilter, but she is donating a quilt and two pillow shams and a wall hanging. She had donated last year our Maxine wall hanging, which was really cool. Elda Fry is donating a Christmas quilt. Donna Gething is donating a wall hanging. Judy Ennis is donating a wall hanging. Ardith Sew and Vac in Baraboo. I have contacted quilt shops. She is donating 4 wall hangings. So that's really awesome of her. Aline Wanless is donating a quilt, which is embroidered blocks with butterflies and flowers. It's just gorgeous. Amy Murphy is donating a wall hanging and a quilt. The wall hanging is poppies, and the quilt is from a children's church Bible song. Gene Fuller is donating two quilts. Cheryl Harris is donating a quilt. Darlene Kintz is donating two quilts. One is an applique quilt, and she is an awesome person with applique, and another quilt. Karen Fairbrother is donating a quilt. Carol Hoffelder is donating a quilt. Janice Baronic is donating two quilts. Karen Bindle is donating a quilt. Barbara Duke is donating a quilt. Sheila Melby is donating placemats. Carol Moon is donating a quilt. Lorna Maxwell is donating two quilts and placemats. Suzanne Zabronic is donating a quilt. Marie Kraska is donating a quilt. Marsha Wakuda has been making prayer quilts from morning to night. She didn't even have a needle in her house, you know, years ago. She was a long-arm quilter. Well, now she's found her niche. She's making these beautiful prayer quilts. And Tom and Lisa Gething donated a vintage bubblegum pink grandmother's flower garden. Julie Bethke is donating a country-style doll with a quilted dress. Elaine Bauer is donating a quilt and a wall hanging. St. John's Quilters are donating two wall hangings. Deanna Lunk is donating a quilt. And the Peacemakers Quilt Group is donating a quilt. What a list.
That is. All ages and yes. You know, all interests, I guess.
All types of quilts, you know, from vintage quilts to modern style quilts to scrap quilts. Yes, it is just, I mean, the generosity of the people is just awesome. It is awesome.
So the bottom line is you just need people to come and look at them and bid on them.
Yes, yes. And there is no dress-up code this year. We really felt bad about that last year. We just thought it would make it a fun event. And we had people say, oh, I don't have anything to wear. We don't care what you wear. Just come with your money and buy quilts for Grace. That's all we really care about, and wall hangings. And I think we have a large enough variety, from big quilts to small quilts to wall hangings to table runners, you know, that they can find something they would like to buy, I hope.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've heard that too. People are like, well, I don't know. I don't have a lot of room. I've already, you know, but a prayer, everybody's got room for a prayer quilt.
Oh, yes, the prayer
table
quilts.
Runner or something.
I want to talk about the prayer quilts. The prayer quilts are 5.5 or 6.5 inches. They have a quilt block on one side and they have a prayer on the other. And then there's a cross sewn inside. So you can feel the quilt, touch the quilt, and find the cross and find comfort in that while you're saying this prayer that's on the quilt. And I've had people come and buy them for funerals, for members of a family for a funeral, for someone who's sick. I mean, $5 hardly buys you a card nowadays, and then you throw it away. The prayer quilt, you can keep. They can keep. And Marsha has made these wonderful embroidered ones, and we're going to charge $10 for those because they're much more elaborate and take more time. But we also have prayer quilts that just have a quilt block that are $5. And they'll be for sale all evening, so anyone can buy one.
Are the prayers different on each one?
We've got three different prayers on them. So, yes, there are different prayers on them.
So you can collect them all?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Yes. Well, they're just a wonderful comfort tool. You know, if you see somebody in the hospital or a friend that's not feeling well or is having a bad time, whatever, you know, you can buy them a prayer quilt.
I know that you went to this concept because, you know, a lot of times if a quilt's in an auction, it may not go for what it should or what it deserves and those kind of things. Yes. This gives people an opportunity, you know, kind of take more time and look them over.
Yes.
and see what they're all about.
You know, people don't realize how much time and money goes into making a quilt. Right now, you know, a yard of fabric is anywhere from $12 to $15. When I first started quilting, it was $6, and I thought that was expensive. So to make a quilt and use many yards of fabric, it's not cheap. And then you have to buy the pattern and your thread, and then your time, which you never get paid for your time. But usually quilters are enjoying what they're doing, and I had a lady bring a quilt, and she said, I've given them to everybody in the family, but I don't want to quit quilting, so I'm giving them to charities now, and I think that's an awesome thing to do.
People can start taking a look at them that day at 4 o'clock, it looks like?
Yes, the door opens at 4, and The auction starts at 6. Part of our wonderful NASCAR team is making food. We had many, many compliments on our food last year. It's mostly finger foods, something you can pick up and take while you're looking at the quilts. So they did an awesome job. Yes.
All sizes, some big ones that'll go over a king size, I suppose.
Yes, yes. Some very large ones, some medium-sized quilts, some holiday quilts, you know, and wall hangings. We have holiday wall hangings and then just ordinary wall hangings you could leave up all the time. But yes, a large variety, modern, and then the vintage quilts that people have donated are just beautiful.
Yeah, if those vintage quilts could talk, right?
Yes, yes, yes.
Good stuff. And if you had to choose one, Lorna, you know, what is your favorite quilt?
Well, I have to admit, my sister made this red poppy wall hanging, and red is my color. And I told her I was going to bid on it, but I'm sure there'll be other people bidding on it. The other one that I have really caught my eye is Darlene Kent's applique quilt, because she is a master at it. And it's just a beautiful, like a sampler. It's got different things on it, birds and flowers and whatever. But I mean, I could buy all of them if I had the money, but I don't think I can do that.
And the space, too.
And the space, yes, yes, true. Uh-huh.
Yeah, I didn't mean to tip your hand so somebody's going to run you up a
little
bit.
Yeah, now I'll be a bit up, yeah.
But that'd be a good problem.
That'd be good. That's a good problem.
Yeah.
We look forward to those.
But from what I heard from people who went, my wife was there last year, too, and she just said it was a good time, just a good community thing with a lot of spirit.
Yes. I think I told this story before, but three young gals came in, and they had cowboy boots on and full skirts, and they thought it was a dance.
Oh.
And once they got in, of course, they paid their $10, and they looked around, and they saw everybody was having a good time, and they enjoyed the food, and they stayed for it. So, you know, anybody can come and enjoy the evening with us and learn about quilts, or, you know, hopefully purchase a quilt or wall hanging or table runner or whatever.
Well, you nearly have a full house of quilts, but would you take some more
if somebody's
interested in giving?
I will not refuse anything that's a quilt or quilted. You know, it's for grace. It's a donation. You know, and everybody has different tastes. You know, I may like one and not like another, but somebody else is going to like it. So, you know, there's a great variety, and what a wonderful cause. I mean, last year we made $9,124. And we had 52 or 53 quilts or quilted items. I'm not sure about that. Right now, we have 50 plus items that we have in hand or we have been promised. And I'm hoping we get to 60 or more.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, we'll take anything. Yes.
You have some good quilting groups in the area that are busy, and you know I think they have fun as a hobby. But I'm guessing they use this as motivation as well,
yes,
to get it done for grace, don't they?
Well, the churches have different groups. St. John's has a group that sews charity quilts. The Friendship Quilt Guild here in Richland Center, we are a group that meets once a month, the second Tuesday of the month, and we usually do sit and sew, which means you sew on a project, or we have a class, and then we sew during the day and bring a sack lunch, and then we go out for dinner and come back for our meeting. And it's just, you know, wonderful socializing with people that do quilting and see what they're doing. We always have show and tell, so you can see what everybody's been making. The other thing the Friendship Quilters do, and there was an article in the paper, a wonderful article, we do labor of love quilts. We make quilts for the Kramer Center and for the dialysis center, and those quilts are for the patient or the client to take home with them. It's their quilt. And I don't know how many we've done, but it's just a wonderful project. We all enjoy doing it, and the people, I'm sure, that get them enjoy receiving them.
I'm sure they do. Grace is, I know it's near and dear to you. And
yes.
You guys, we hear about your team a lot during the year. Is this kind of the main thing for your group?
Well, no, we do the craft fair in the fall.
Mm-hmm.
And we did do a spring craft fair, But this year we didn't because we were planning this quilt gala and we just thought it was too much. So two other teams took the spring craft fair on and did that. So, but this now and our fall craft fair are our big projects. Used to have brat stands all the time and people have just not gotten away from doing that. So,
yeah, a lot of work goes into it, as you mentioned. And I'm guessing you could use some volunteers that day to help set up, couldn't you?
Oh, wonderful. Yes. We can get in at 6 o'clock at the community center. And tall people, we need tall people because our stands are, you know, tall to hold the quilts up. So if there's anyone who is tall who would like to come and help hang quilts, we would gladly take you to help us.
Another thing is you do provide gloves for people handling.
Yes, if they want to touch the quilts, you know, if everybody touched the quilts, they would get smudges on them or whatever. So yes, we do provide gloves for people to, if they want to turn it and look at the back of it, yes, or touch it.
I know the members of the Grace Committee will be on with us tomorrow on the morning show, but one of the things they've talked about this year, Lorna, is the fact that requests for help from Grace, those requests are up because, you know, they've expanded their area
yes.
too, but there is certainly a need, isn't there?
Oh, I appreciate Grace so much, you know, the simple things of paying the rent, buying gas. When my husband was doing chemo, you know, we had people, Grace offered us gas money and we took it once and then we said, we don't need it. We can handle it ourselves. But other people, you know, if it's a child, you've got to do childcare, pay the rent, buy groceries, whatever. And I am so pleased that Grace spends some of their money to do that in the community to help people, individuals who need it. Because cancer is very expensive. You know, if you don't have insurance, we were blessed. We had insurance that paid for all of our bills, all of them. And I'm sure Don was a $2 or $3 million man when he died because of all the treatments he had. But just the traveling and the, you know, uproar in your life when you have to be driving somewhere for chemo and then dealing with the after effects of it. Yes.
They've done a lot of things, paid cell phone bills and things like, things you don't think about. I mean,
yes.
you need a phone to make appointments and
yes.
those kind of things. So,
yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, Grace is wonderful.
It is. And we hope people will show up and check it out, you know, maybe some photo opportunities.
Oh,
and
yes.
Everything else.
Oh, yes. Yes.
So it's next Saturday. Doors open at 4th, Community Center. Anything else you'd like to add, Lorna?
Oh, I just appreciate all our quilters and everybody else that helps to volunteer or donate things. I mean, we couldn't do it without that. I mean, it's just amazing how generous these people are to us and to Grace.
Great. Well, thanks for all that you do, too.
Oh, you're welcome.
And leading your team. We appreciate seeing you again.
Yes.
Lorna Maxwell joining us, representing NASCAR Fans United Grace team. And again, the Grace fundraiser, the second annual Quilt Gala coming up Saturday. Doors open at 4, auction at 6 at the Richland Center Community Center. $10 entry fee, but you get some good food and some snacks,
yes.
right?
Yes, yes.
A lot of fun.
And entertainment.
And entertainment. And it's entertaining just to watch people, too.
Yes.
Right? So.
Yes.
Great. Well, enjoy it. Good luck with it.
Thank you.
This is The Morning Show. We'll have more coming up tomorrow.